151. Part 1. Warming up exercises. Note taking. Weather bulletin. You're going to hear two radio weather bulletins. Listen carefully. Write down the information about the general conditions. Wind, temperature, humidity, etc.
In just a moment, the news. Meanwhile, here's the weather bulletin. A warm and humid southeasterly airstream is affecting the South China coast. The forecast for today, light and variable winds, mainly from the southeast. It will be cloudy at first with coastal mist and fog, but sunny periods should develop during the day. It will also be warm with a maximum temperature of 24 degrees. At 6 o'clock, the temperature was 19 degrees Celsius, the humidity 95%. No rainfall recorded at the Royal Observatory between midnight and half light and 6 o'clock this morning.
Now the weather forecast for tonight and tomorrow. Moderate north to northeast winds, it'll be fine and dry. The minimum temperature tonight will be around 12 degrees and the maximum tomorrow around 18. At 4 o'clock, the temperature was 17 degrees Celsius, humidity 51%. Fire danger warning is now red and the fire risk is extreme. About a movie director who was making a movie a few years ago, and this guy had a problem with English. He would speak, but often people couldn't understand what he was saying. He was almost incomprehensible. Well, the movie company had spent lots and lots of money to make this movie, and the sets were very expensive, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And there was one scene in the movie that the assistant director had decided to film in almost total darkness for a special effect. And the first movie director said, no, that's terrible. I don't like that at all. And the assistant director said, but it's artistic, you know, it's very nice. And finally, the director shouted the man down and he said, eliminate it. Just eliminate it. Well, the sets were very elaborate, you know, and what can you do? Well, the next morning, the director went to the movie studio and he looked around and he didn't see the set at all. And it was such an expensive set, he couldn't figure it out, so he went and found the assistant director, and he said, where is that set? It was a very expensive set. And the assistant director said, well, you told me to eliminate it. And the director said, no, you idiot. I didn't say eliminate it. I said illuminate it.
Exercise 1. Choose A, B, C, or D to complete each statement. Exercise 2. Retell the story in your own words. You may use the sentences as a guide.
Part 3.
Future of communication.
Several thousand people, among them business leaders, members of Congress, scientists, and educators are arriving in Washington this weekend to take part in a four-day program on the future of communications. Jonathan Kern has a preview.
The meeting is the fourth General Assembly of the World Future Society, a private nonprofit group that serves as a forum for ideas about what may happen in coming decades. Members of the organization say they chose communications and the future as the theme for this year's meeting because communications affect all parts of society, and because they believe changes in communications technology offer the greatest hope of solving many of the world's problems. Nearly 1,000 people from all over the United States and from Zimbabwe, Chile, Romania, Sweden, and other countries are scheduled to speak on a wide range of subjects. Some sessions will deal with what might be called the philosophical aspects of communication theory. How can we effectively communicate across cultural barriers? Is it possible to communicate our way to lasting peace among nations? Should the peoples of the world adopt a global language? Other discussions will focus on the evolution of communications technology. Cable television that not only brings programs into the home, but allows a person to shop or do banking electronically without leaving home. Video teleconferencing, which uses two-way television to make it possible for people to take active parts in a meeting even though they are separated by thousands of kilometers. Communication satellites that may someday result in virtually interference-free worldwide radio broadcasts. And future technology for the deaf, computers and other machines that may be able to translate the spoken word into visual symbols and vice versa. More than 100 exhibits will display the current state of this technology, and major computer and communication firms, companies like Xerox and AT&T, will be represented at the meeting. But planners for this assembly of the World Future Society say the most important aspect of the program is that almost every session will address the implications of the new communications technology. And indeed, most of the 200 panels will be looking beyond the development of new machines to the potential benefits and problems they will bring to society. For example, in the future, satellites may bring medical education to distant parts of the globe, and so healthcare in remote or developing countries may improve dramatically. The world of business may be revolutionized as offices become increasingly paperless, as more information is recorded electronically, and as people do more and more of their daily work from home. The classroom of the future may be one in which children spend most of their time interacting with a computer, and so the training of teachers may have to undergo some radical changes. It's clear that much of what participants will hear at the World Future Society meeting will be speculation, a kind of collective educated guess about the shape of things to come. And to many people, it may sound like an obsession with science fiction or just wishful thinking to spend 4 days discussing such things as synthesized voice or the computer translation of languages or cities in which citizens are all part of a huge communications network and together make the decisions of the local government. But when we remember that the first man-made satellites are just 25 years old, and today there are 80 active communication satellites in orbit, or that the transistor was only invented in 1948, and today many Americans have powerful microcomputers in their homes, we may be less inclined to limit our imagination of what will be possible by the end of this century. I'm Jonathan Kern.
Exercises. Supply relevant information about the radio reports.